This week in our Anatomy of a Play, we break down the slip screen. Here's Ross Tucker to do that for us on the whiteboard. Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Today, let's look at a play that allows offensive linemen to showcase the athletes that they clearly are, and that is the slip screen. You'll hear some people call it the tunnel, the jailbreak, whatever. It's the same concept. And the idea is to try to get, again, one of your playmakers in space as soon as possible. Usually, there will be some type of quick run action in the opposite direction, maybe a fake of an inside zone with everybody flowing that way to get the defense flowing that way. The key block is really going to be the left tackle and the inside receiver, receiver number two. So the left tackle is going to step down like it's inside zone because that's what the quarterback's faking really quickly. The idea is you're hoping that the defensive end closes with him, and then the offensive tackle will come back and try to get a piece of the defender who's over number two and kick him out, who he will be trailing the number two receiver who's going to go and put a block on number one. So if you can picture the number one wideout here, he's taking one step up the field and then coming underneath. The number two receiver is going to pick off his guy if he can, while this guy initially follows with the number two receiver. By that time, if the timing's right, like with all screens, timing is everything. By that time, the left tackle, a guy like Jason Peters, should showcase his athleticism, stop, change directions, because he knows where he's going, and get out here and block the number two defender. The defensive end, typically by the time he figures out it's not a run to the right, and he tries to change direction, he's not able to get there. He's not able to get back into play. If you get those two guys blocked, and the defensive end can't change of direction and get back inside the play, you got something here.
Great job, Ross, breaking down the slip screen. Let's take a look at it here on the monitor. You know, screens are going to be a big part of this offense under Doug Peterson. Again, coaching under Andy Reid, screens of any variety were certainly important to the offense. And what we're going to get here is we got DeAnthony Thomas here on the outside. We got Travis Kelce right there, and we got Jeremy Maclin. These guys are important because they are the point men on the block. Why I call it the slip screen is that we got left tackle Eric Fisher here. He's going to slip Von Miller, the pass rusher. These guys think they're getting after Alex Smith in the backfield. Meanwhile, DeAnthony Thomas is going to have three blockers out here in front of him, and watch how nicely this play develops. I think it's a great job allowing the Denver defenders to get upfield. And then DeAnthony Thomas, with his speed and quickness, he's able to read his blockers, get behind them, and cut off of them. But again, the most important thing are these three guys getting out front and giving different colors for DeAnthony Thomas to sort of get behind and then run through. Great job of the blockers getting out front, quickness and speed from Thomas on the outside. One of my favorite plays, the slip screen.